Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you for this next hour. 877-726-TALK is our number. And you can call with questions. Get right in the doctor's office and pose a question, as John in Queens is about to do. Hi, John. How are you?
Good afternoon, doctor. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Thanks. I was hoping you could help me out. I heard you're talking about the surgery for meniscus tears. I have osteoarthritis in my knees.
Right.
And the doctor recommended injections of collagen, one of the brands, Euflexor, I believe it was called.
Yeah.
It would be one injection a week for 3 weeks. I was wondering what your thoughts on that were. I'm not in terrible pain. I just have some problems. And try to stave this off. Maybe
okay,
I'll
so
come up with something before I have to have knee replacements.
Exactly. This is a little bit of a holding action prior to the need for total knee replacement, which, you know, may have to happen, and not the worst thing in the world, because you can literally get a new lease on life. You know, I think these days we have ways of keeping people alive longer than they were designed to live in terms of the wear and tear on knees. Maybe knees, your warranty expires at 60,000 miles when you're 60, but, you know, your heart, lungs, brain, are working fine until you're 95. So what do? You spend the last 35 years hobbling around painfully, feeling disabled or daunted, you know, when you want to go to the movies or go to a museum. That's no good. And total knee replacement, I think, can be a boon to people who have severe knee arthritis. So, you know, coming back to the thing about arthroscopic surgery, it's been pretty conclusively demonstrated that arthroscopic surgery is not, I repeat, not helpful for people with knee arthritis. And yet it's being done wholesale, unnecessarily, with virtually no efficacy. So at least your doctor's being honest, saying, you know, we won't do, you know, one of those cleanup surgeries. Those are more designed for people who have torn menisci. That's the plural of meniscus. And yet the study from The Lancet this week says, no, that doesn't work either. Doesn't make a difference. You can undergo intensive physical therapy and get the same results that the meniscus surgery yields. You know, as they say in every caveat before they talk about a vitamin or supplement or a medical procedure, results may vary. Some people hit a home run, and some people have a bad result, and some people don't make a difference. When it comes to the injections, studies show that the injections of this probably hyaluronic acid don't really make much difference. However, some patients enjoy a great deal of relief. And so it's worth a trial. It's not unethical for your doctor to propose it, even though it may not work. And it's something that you might consider. It's not terribly expensive. I think, you know, probably there's not that much coverage by insurance or Medicare now that the studies have come up short. Other things that you can consider, you can try prolotherapy. Prolotherapy is an injection therapy that tightens up the rubber bands that hold your knee in place. Because the theory is that when your ligaments are loose, your knee wobbles, and that creates wear and tear and pain. And for some patients, the prolotherapy is beneficial. But, you know, whenever you get a procedure, there's a high degree of placebo. You know, you pays your money, and you go through a procedure with high hopes. And often, you know, pain's a subjective thing. And sometimes pain disappears for a while and then comes back after the placebo effect wears off after a few weeks or months.
I see.
Yeah, so you could do that. I mean, have you tried, obviously, you know, the things like glucosamine sulfate and curcumin and fish oil and niacinamide? I mean, there's a whole protocol that we undergo for people with knee pain.
And, would this be on your website?
The protocol?
Yes.
Yeah, the supplements are listed on our website. You can go to drhoffman.com and click on shop, and that's where you'll find our supplements for arthritis, and, you know, they're available.
Can I mention a brand that I'm taking?
Yeah, sure.
It's OsteoBiflex.
And that's one of the good brands. We have a comparable brand that's called Avasoy Complete, which also, I think OsteoBiflex has ASU, which is avocado soy unsaponifiable.
Right.
which I sometimes refer to as avocado soy, unpronounceable.
Right. I was going to say you did very well with that.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Yeah, I kind of bypassed that when I was looking at the ingredients.
Well, that's why you go to med school, is, you know, you learn these long words. So, you know, you can give those injections a try, but they're not invariably successful. Let's put it that way. Okay? But
okay.
It's worth, you know, how old are you?
Right.
How old are you, sir?
I can keep repeating this for every 6 months or so.
Yeah. How old are you, sir?
Excuse me? 74. So I'll be 75 shortly.
Okay. So a reason sometimes to hold off on total knee replacement is because, you know, say you're like 48 or 52 or something, you know, those knee replacements, they don't last that long. Maybe they last, you know, 12, 15, 20 years. But if you have it when you're too young, you are likely in line for a second knee replacement, which is less likely to be successful. So it is useful to undertake a valiant holding action, have the knee replacement as late as possible, but on the other hand, not at the point where you're really debilitated and frail, and more likely to have complications. You know, say you when you're 85, maybe you'll have a heart issue or, you know, some kind of circulatory problem will make less likely that you'll do well with a, you know, kind of an aggressive surgery. So you're at an age where, you know, you're still healthy, your core is solid, you'll pass the pre-surgery physical with flying colors. And so, you know, maybe the knee replacement, if you're really hobbled, is something to consider, you know, before you get too far down the line.
He also mentioned that I'm reasonably healthy and I'm not in terrible pain. That's why I was just looking.
Yeah, well, then it's overkill. Then it definitely is overkill. So try the you know, the injections and see if it provides you with some relief. It should. Okay. Give it a shot. All right. This item is actually instructive to me about vitamin C. Vitamin C has long been touted as a remedy for the common cold. And studies have been controversial on this. Some studies say yay, and some studies say nay. But a lot of people, myself included, experience benefits when we take high-dose vitamin C at the time, especially early, you know, early on, when you feel like you're coming down with a cold, you start loading with vitamin C. And often we talk about what's called bowel tolerance. Well, one of the facts about vitamin C is that it's not that well absorbed. So are you wasting your time when you take high dose vitamin C? Or, you know, could you just take, say, a gram two or three times a day and it doesn't make a difference? And this study answers that question. Headline, larger doses of vitamin C may lead to a greater reduction in common cold duration. They tested this out. Very interesting study. Dr. Harry Hermila, I don't know if I'm getting this right, from the University of Helsinki, Finland. They do a lot of good nutrition research in Finland for some reason. Small country, but a lot of nutrition research. They analyzed the findings of two randomized trials, each of which investigated the effects of two vitamin C doses on the duration of the common cold. Now, the first trial administered 3 grams a day. That would be like one standard 1,000 milligram vitamin C pill, or maybe two 500 milligram pills, three times daily. And the other group got 6 grams per day, and then they compared to placebo. Compared with the placebo group, the 6 gram per day dose shortened colds by not a huge percentage, but significantly by 17%. I'll take that. You know, anything that takes the edge off a cold, you know, 17% could mean the difference between a 5-day cold and, you know, could shorten it to 4 days. And another trial administered 4 grams per day and 8 grams per day. And what they found was that the 8 gram per day dose shortened colds by 19%. That's twice as much as the 4 gram per day dose did. So, clearly there is some rationale for taking higher dose vitamin C when you have a cold. And one of the things I used to do when I had a cold was to take intravenous vitamin C, even higher doses of vitamin C. But these studies offer people the practical option of taking 6 or 8 grams of vitamin C per day. And, you know, clearly there is an issue of bowel tolerance. Vitamin C is a bit of a laxative, make you go to the bathroom. But most people, when they have a cold, can tolerate 6 or 8 grams of vitamin C for a short period of time. And that may reduce your cold duration by as much as 1/5, 20%. And that means maybe one day less of debilitation with a cold. So, validation of the vitamin C hypothesis when it comes to cold prevention and cold treatment. 877-726-TALK. Do you want to get in the doctor's office and pose a question? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're taking calls. 877-726-TALK is our number. We got Barbara from Wayne, New Jersey. How are you, Barbara?
Hi.
Hi, Barbara. Question for you,
I'm
Barbara.
I got a question.
Are you listening via the internet, or are you listening via WVNJ in New Jersey?
I was listening on the radio, but my internet is down.
Oh, okay. Fine. Welcome aboard.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I have peeling nails and lymph. Fine. I'm losing hair.
Yeah.
And I'm on Xarelto, and I'm afraid to take anything with vitamin K.
Yeah.
I have your OsteoPrev here, but I don't know if it's safe to take it.
Okay, so good question. It turns out that vitamin K is contraindicated. It will reverse the effects of warfarin or Coumadin, but it has no impact whatsoever on Xarelto or the other types of medications that are designed for patients with atrial fibrillation to prevent blood clots. So not a problem. You can take OsteoPrev, which is an osteoporosis preventative. That's why it's called OsteoPrev. But, you know, when you have thinning hair and peeling nails, I wonder if you're not deficient in one nutrient or another. So, you know, when people have these types of problems with, you know, it's usually skin, hair, nails, we look typically at the thyroid. Thyroid can sometimes be low in these cases. We'd have to be cautious about administering thyroid, but thyroid could make a difference. It could change your hair texture and strengthen your nails. Other nutrients that could make a difference, well, silica is very helpful. I believe that's in the OsteoPrev formula. But also biotin. And I'm a particular fan of biotin because a guy named Hoffman discovered that for people with weak nails, biotin is a nail strengthener. But at doses that are pretty high, 5,000 micrograms, when ordinary multis may have, you know, like a B-complex may have 50 micrograms of biotin, comes as micrograms, not as milligrams. But 5,000 micrograms turns out to be 5 milligrams. Fairly high dose, but many patients, after taking that for a couple of months, notice improvements in their hair, skin, and nails. So without knowing you, without doing a, you know, nutritional workup on you, I'm not sure which of these solutions could make a difference. But it would be fine for you to take the OsteoPrev product, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. All right. This item, when it comes to lowering cholesterol, statin drugs have a couple of drawbacks. One is that some people can't tolerate them at all. They just can't tolerate them. They have terrible muscle aches. They have liver problems. There's a host of problems associated with statins for some. For some people, statins aren't enough. They don't lower cholesterol enough. So somebody with an extraordinarily high cholesterol, the statins, even at maximal tolerated doses, will only get the statins down to, say, 280 or 300. That's not good enough. So they're coming up with pricey new cholesterol drugs. And these drugs are just recently coming on stream. They're called PCSK9 inhibitors. And they're going to be super expensive. They have to be injected. They're going to cost upwards of $30,000 a year. Repatha and Praluent have already been approved. And the headline here, pricey new cholesterol drugs' effects on heart disease are more modest than hoped. They just did a recent trial. Indeed, they lower cholesterol, but they can dramatically lower cholesterol. They can lower your LDL, the bad cholesterol, to under 30. They can really knock your cholesterol right down. But the problem is, do they actually have an impact on heart disease? And yes, they do, but to a mild extent. And the question is, with our healthcare budget tanking, can we afford to be prescribing these expensive drugs willy-nilly with very modest benefits? And that's a whole ball of wax for our healthcare system. Natural methods of lowering cholesterol are much preferable. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Also, subscribe to our newsletter and get great articles every week by yours truly and Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mudin. This week I wrote about 24 ways in which we should reform our healthcare system in the wake of the tanking of healthcare reform by Congress. Congress isn't going to do anything to advance the cause of health in America. Special interests have that all tied up, but I offer 24 pragmatic suggestions for staving off a healthcare disaster. And you can check them out at drhoffman.com. And if you've been a subscriber or newsletter, you would have gotten it in your inbox this week. All right. Let's take a call now from Cynthia. Frank. Frank is our next caller. This is actually one of our recorded calls from this week.
I was thinking of taking sort of an oral chelation with ETDA. And I was just wondering how safe this is, because I heard some side effects with the kidney. I thank you very much for your answer.
Okay, good question, Frank. You know, first of all, oral chelation is not something I believe in. Oral chelation involves the use of various concoctions that sometimes include EDTA to take out heavy metals from your body or to remove calcium from your arteries. Now, intravenous EDTA, something that I've been doing for years, I feel I was one of the pioneers administering this therapy starting in the 80s, has been shown to reduce the incidence of heart attacks in people who've already had heart attacks. A recent multi-million dollar study by the National Institutes of Health using chelation therapy with EDTA intravenously. You got to sit there in a doctor's office for 3-4 hours, have it administered at least 20-30 times, and you may see reductions in the amount of plaque or a reduced likelihood of heart disease and improved circulation. So that's been shown. And when done correctly, and I've administered literally hundreds, if not thousands, of these treatments, it's safe for the kidneys. I've never had a problem. You have to follow certain guidelines. If you do it willy-nilly or improperly, yes, it can be dangerous. And there have been some cases, but not when doctors know what they're doing. So when they try to translate, you know, some people hear about that and they go, well, you know, this is too expensive for me. I can't find a doctor near me who does this, so I'll just go buy a bottle of pills that have some EDTA in it. Same thing, right? Well, it's a world of difference because the EDTA doesn't really get into your circulation. It may bind some lead, mercury, or cadmium that's in your food. And by the way, there's EDTA as a preservative in breakfast cereal, for example. That doesn't mean that it's good for us in that form. And it may even bind to healthy minerals that we need, like zinc or chromium or selenium, because it does have strong binding effects on minerals like calcium. So I really deplore these products because I think they draft on the good science that we painstakingly developed for intravenous CDTA, and they try to commercialize the phenomenon, and it's a ripoff. It's fraud, frankly. So not only is it not dangerous, yeah, knock yourself out, take it, but it will be inefficacious. And there are many other products that purport to chelate people orally. I just don't believe in them. I think, unfortunately, if you want to do proper chelation, you have to use either intravenous EDTA, or you can use an oral preparation, but it's a prescription medication. It's called DMSA. And DMSA, while it takes out lead, cadmium, mercury, it's not been demonstrated to reduce the risk of coronary artery disease like intravenous EDTA. So there you now. You want to know what I really think? I'm not holding back on you. I just think it's a real ripoff. All right, this item. This is the real deal, because you know products that we talk about on this program, we vet them very carefully. And we look at their claims, and we field test them at the Hoffman Center, and we pay attention to listener feedback. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got some really exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's called the Zona Plus. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and you got to do it regularly. But if you do, it can safely lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. Science is good. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. The therapy originated with a U.S. Air Force research project on fighter pilots that found that hand pressure could reduce blood pressure, and so they developed a sophisticated device that helps people implement this therapy at home. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. To find out more, go to tryazona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryazona.com. And if you use, if you enter the code Hoffman, they'll offer you free shipping and a $50 discount on your purchase of the Zona Plus. So check it out. All right. This item about statin drugs. It's an evaluation of statins in patients with known heart disease who are older than 80. So this is kind of a dilemma. Is, you know, statins admittedly may somewhat prevent cardiovascular disease. Say you've had a heart attack. Say you've had bypass surgery or stent. They're not going to let you out of their sight without putting you on a statin. And there is some scientific substantiation for that view, that statins may reduce a subsequent event. That's called secondary prevention. Primary prevention is different. Studies are controversial on whether statins make a difference. Some studies substantiate that. But what about older individuals? Older individuals very prey to cardiovascular disease. It's easy to demonstrate some degree of blockage or calcium deposition in someone older than 80. Does it make a difference? And here's what they found. And this is a cautionary tale, because I wish I had a buck for every patient who comes to see me in their 80s or 90s and they're on statins. Why, pray tell, are they on statins when the studies do not demonstrate a benefit? And here's the latest. For people in their 80s and 90s who have no history of cardiovascular disease, using statins for primary prevention is unlikely to confer substantial benefit. Okay, we know that. But what about prescribing statins for people in this age group who have known coronary disease? Well, they did a study at Washington University. Big study, 1,262 older patients, average age greater than 80. Most of them were around 85. And they had had heart attacks. They had had angina. They had had chronic coronary disease. And you can't get away without being prescribed with a statin, even if you're 85. So 72% were on statins, 28% were not. And what they found is that there was no big difference in terms of mortality between the statin group, that's death, that, you know, whether they're going to live or die, was not influenced by whether they were on the statins. And one of the things that the study did not speak to, unfortunately, is that a high percentage of these older patients, being a little bit less robust, perhaps a little frail, may have experienced unnecessary side effects with no significant impact on their risk of dying. So, and you're going to find that even in light of this study, doctors are doing the CYA thing. They're saying, well, patient has heart disease, regardless of how old they are, they're going to put them on statins, with little evidence of benefit. You know, we do things in medicine. We don't just do them because, yeah, you know, that's what you do. We do things based on the scientific merits. And in older patients, in their 80s and 90s, very little evidence that being on a statin will extend their life. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877 726-2555 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we're going to take one of those calls where people left a recorded question on our website at drhoffman.com. There's a box on the right that prompts you to enter a question. And let's hear from Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm trying to get some information on the NJ diet. I don't know if you've heard anything about it or you have any opinions on it or information. I'd appreciate some information on that. This is Michael Lewis. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so Michael is looking for a critical evaluation of a program that is highly advertised in this area because I broadcast out of New York, and the NJ diet is a frequent advertiser on some of the radio stations here. I hear the ads all the time. And I got to say, you know, I don't have any direct experience of it. And I don't know what goes on at the NJ diet. I have actually very little secondhand experience, except for a patient who told me that she was able to lose a lot of weight. But she wasn't able to maintain the weight loss. So she was an unhappy camper about it. However, I can't vouch for that as representative of the results that they deliver. But, you know, I have to say that the claim is, and it's kind of a meme that they repeat frequently, you lose 25 to 40 pounds in 40 days. In principle, I think that that's a bad way to approach weight loss. You know, have recently the experience of the Biggest Loser contestants who were, by dint of severe caloric restriction and heavy-duty exercise, were able to lose lots and lots of weight. In some cases, over 100 pounds. They really transformed themselves. And 6 years later, they went back and they did a study, and they looked at, I think it was 14 of the contestants from The Biggest Loser. And what they found is that 13 of 14 had regained all their weight and more. And then they did a study, a metabolic study of these people, and they found that their metabolism had slowed down to a crawl because they'd undergone this draconian program to restrict calories and to exercise like crazy, and they shocked their body into a calorie conserving mode, which is what the body does. I mean, the body, when faced with starvation, goes into famine mode. It wants to preserve fat, it wants to survive, and so metabolism will slow to a crawl. And what they found is that some of these people on a very low calorie diet, like a 1200 calorie diet, were still unable to maintain their weight loss. They measured their metabolic rates, and their metabolic rate had slowed down to a crawl. So it seems to me implausible that a quick fix diet program that lasts a short period of time that causes dramatic weight loss could be sustained over a long period of time. And that's why, you know, I espouse a less dramatic approach to weight loss, which I think is a healthier approach to weight loss, which is, you know, easy does it, you know, take it slow, don't shock your system into freezing your metabolism, and employ healthy lifestyle habits. And even if you can't lose massive amounts of weight, even a weight loss of, you know, 5 or 10% of your body weight is going to make you a lot healthier. You know, we're obsessed with, you know, getting people to look svelte. Our fashion ideals are so unrealistic for some people. that it becomes an all or nothing thing. Either I'm going to be fat and eat whatever the hell I want, or I'm going to go to another opposite extreme and try and lose, you know, major double digits of weight. I think that that's not a healthy message for Americans. And I think that's, you know, the diet industry is a huge industry in this country. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And what we're doing is we're actually nurturing obesity by having people fling themselves at unrealistic diet goals, you know, alternately starving and then binging, regaining the weight, and that's not a way to go. So, you know, I'm not going to say that necessarily it's bad. I hope that the net result for most people is successful weight loss, but I can't say either way that I have direct experience of it, okay? It's just out there. It's an option. You know, as they say, you pays your money and you takes your chances. You can investigate it, see if it's something that works for you, and, you know, perhaps share with others. The other thing that's interesting about this program is for most programs that are out there, you know, like a doctor or a supplement or any kind of program, there's a lot of information available. I sometimes try to look up NJ Diet. There's very little information available, which suggests that maybe they're scrubbing some of the information that consumers may weigh in on. You know, so maybe some of the critical information is missing from the internet, which is something that you can do these days. You can use, you know, programs like Reputation Defender and others to keep negative reviews off the internet, which, you know, may obscure potential problems with the program or complaints. It's a mystery to me why there's so little information available. All right, this item, and I think it's an important one, coenzyme Q10, we know helps energy and is helpful for people with heart problems, but it may be even more important than we think. Metabolic syndrome is defined by the presence of at least 3 out of 5 metabolic risk factors: obesity, hypertension, you know, obesity, especially belly fat, high fasting blood sugar, high triglycerides, and low HDL. And this is actually a major driver of our epidemic of heart disease and perhaps other degenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, even cancer. Maybe 50% or more of middle-aged or older Americans suffer from some degree of metabolic syndrome. And a lot of it has to do with sugar. But a recent study looked at 100 milligrams of CoQ10 per day. That's not much. By the way, sponsored by Nature Made Pharmaceutical Company. They make a version of CoQ10. That's not even that much. Compared with placebo, CoQ10 produced a significant reduction in serum insulin levels. And that's great. They also found that there was a difference in the homeostasis associated with blood sugar insulin relationships. While there was no change in glucose or lipid concentrations or cholesterol, there was an improvement in insulin metabolism, which suggests that maybe higher doses, such as are delivered by ubiquinol, could be even more beneficial, or that CoQ10 merely is part of a program of exercise, good diet, supplements like berberine and chromium, magnesium, and so on, fish oil, that could make a difference in metabolic syndrome. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for more great intelligent medicine content.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic aged garlic extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.